There was talk of trying to press charges against her, although nothing came of this. However, the goodwill check that she had previously been promised failed to materialise. On the last day, she was in her bedroom putting her few meagre possessions into black plastic bin bags, with no idea of where she was to go. A tap came at the door, and a tall, thin man introduced himself as Mr. Rogers. She had seen him about the house with other members of the family, and had perhaps talked to him before, but she had not realised that he was aware of the position that she found herself in. Later, looking back, she supposed that she was still in shock, and she wished that her old friends might have made allowances for this at the time and perhaps offered to help her. Mr. Rogers stood in the doorway and ascertained that Jane now had no accommodation. He explained that he felt sorry for her and was annoyed by his own family for throwing her out on the street so callously. He was understanding, and after expressing what appeared to be genuine sympathy, he explained that he owned a large block of flats in South London, and she was welcome to stay there rent-free until she found something more suitable. She was not sure that she even thanked him, but she took the small manila envelope, which contained a couple of keys, and stuffed it into her handbag. He didn't say how long she would be able to stay there, but he said that the building was rather...